Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Paris is gearing up to host the Olympics at the end of July, and that means the city will be on the world stage, as if it ever wasn't. Well, an extra 3 million people will arrive into Paris when it hosts the Olympics, and the French authorities expect that it will help boost the capital as a top destination to visit. So if you're one of those people who's lucky enough to have a ticket, or if you're thinking about visiting the city, what else can you do? Bar seeing the Eiffel Tower and eating croissants, although there is nothing wrong with just doing that. Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels is
Bonjour,
here.
Bonjour, Claire.
You're very excited about Paris today and all of the people who will hopefully be going along for a look at the Olympics or some of the periphery events. So you're here to tell us about what they could do when they're in the area.
Yeah, of course. As you said there, of course, Paris itself, I mean, you know, always any time of year, fantastic. I mean, this year, you know, you have all the Tour de France, you have, you know, all the festivals that are on, Bastille Day. But just to go through a few that would be kind of interesting. Parisians know, of course, like this time of year, there's a great festival, the Foire du Trône, as it's called, right? And they have all these like big roller coasters, theme parks. This is a really fun thing. And it's right opposite the Museum of Immigration there. Now, that's quite a nice one.
And that's on at the moment, is it?
Yeah, it is. And the other one that's really good, La Fête de la Musique, that'll be the 21st of June. Now, this is before the Olympics, really, right? So you're talking about kind of in advance. But that's a huge music party that takes out. It's the longest day of the year, of course. So they have this massive party that goes on forever, and it transforms Paris into one huge free concert venue. So if you wanted to get in on that, it doesn't cost anything, and it's really, really good. So that's another really nice one.
And then we have the arrival of the Tour de France. This is in July, July 21st. So we're right in the thick of it now at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you know, like the famous Tour de France where, you know, it goes all over Europe. But yeah, so at the end of July, it ends with the sprint, of course, through the streets of Paris, when you talk about the Paris part, right up to the Champs-Élysées again. So that would be, again, fantastic. And the Olympics, of course, starting on the 26th of July. They're also having the Paralympics there this year. So, you know, massive event as well. Mm-hmm. You also have, you know, Roland Garros going on, which I've been to a few times, which is the tennis, of course, which is fantastic. Yeah. Strawberries and French Chantilly.
Yeah, all Chantilly. Worthwhile things to do in the world, Ed, you've done them.
Yeah.
So look, it's a really busy time. The city is going to be really busy. Mm. And I suppose it's for people who are heading to Paris in the summer or even to France in the summer.
Yeah.
A couple of things around the area that they might explore and do.
Absolutely. Like, for example, you know, I would stay, like places like the Sacré-Cœur, for example, like a lot of people don't realise that for €5, you can go to the top of the Sacré-Cœur and you can get the most amazing view of Paris, right? I love doing that. The Père Lachaise Cemetery, where our own Oscar Wilde is laid to rest. You have Puccini, you have Jim Morrison, you have Edith Piaf. I don't think, they say there's never a minute when there's not somebody at. That is a stunning place to go.
Well, listen, I have a question in from a family who wants some advice for you. So let me bring you this. So we're a family of seven. We have five children, God bless you, between 4 and 11. We still haven't booked accommodation. So there's loads on Airbnb, but I'm wondering what areas you'd recommend. We're going to Stade de France and Parc de Princes for events. They think staying outside the city centre is the best option for them. But what suburb would you recommend as family friendly with good transport links?
Yeah, well, a place that I really love, right, Vincennes, and I've stayed there myself. It's famous for the Chateau de Vincennes, which goes back to the 13th century. The kings used to all live there. There's a place called Noisy-le-Grande out there, right? And they have these residences. A lot of students, of course, are gone in the summertime, and they are really, really great value. And again, very easy to get to from the airport. And you're outside, you're sort of, you know, east of Paris, but a beautiful area. Prices are much less and very relaxed. That's a really good place.
And an easy commute in then for them.
Absolutely. Very easy commute in. You've got the metro, the RER, as I said, from the airport, but really lovely, safe areas out there. And you're talking about kind of apartments. I was having a look there in July for the Olympics. You're talking about 1,100 quid for five nights, which is not that bad when you think about
it. For a family of seven, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's really nice. And that whole area, Claire as well, Vincennes, is beautiful. The other thing that I wanted to say to you as well is Disneyland Paris, of course, is great, but the second biggest theme park in France, Parc Asterix, 35 kilometres north of Paris, is great. It has it had 2.8 million visitors last year. It is the eighth biggest park in Europe, and it is only €42 at the moment for passes for kids, and then adults are like 51. They do loads of special deals. Brilliant. Of course, the character, the famous character Asterix, it's based on that.
Yeah.
So it's not just a theme park, there's a whole story and the characters going around as well.
So that's a rival really to Disney if you can't handle the crowds.
And if you like French food and really good food, it is like, it's not your burgers and chips, it's your French lunches, and but excellent. And a lot of families that I've recommended, they love it because, as I said, it's just a little cut above the rest in terms of the cuisine that you get there, because it's very French.
Sounds like a,
and Park Asterix, is gorgeous. Yeah, really, really nice.
Okay, now, some areas outside of Paris that you say are worth checking out too, if you want to go a little bit further.
Yeah, I mean, look, one thing that a lot of people were asking me as well is, you know, just to mention, I think, is getting there, right? I mean, you have loads of flights. I just wanted to mention that, like getting to, you know, Paris, we've got Aer Lingus 5 flights a day. You've got Air France, Transavia, Ryanair, of course, out of Beauvais.
It's easy to get to.
Yeah, but so a lot of places, top tips, that people did this during the Rugby World Cup, but I just wanted to mention it. They flew into places like Lyon and they got the train up. And again, just to mention that, it can be, when it gets, if the prices are crazy, there's a lot of options because the train systems are fantastic there in Paris as well. So, but I mean, you can do lovely day trips. You know, you can go up to, you know, Le Havre, you can go up to Monet's Garden. There's beautiful trips that you can do. You can go down to Tours, you can go down the Loire Valley, which is
Tours is a lovely city.
Beautiful.
Been there,
yeah. And again, so easy to get to. They've got buses, trains, everything going there. Of course, you have the TGV. You can go to Nice if you want to, Claire, you know, very quick.
If you want to go in about
3 hours.
Very long.
Yeah, but the Loire Valley is a particular favourite. I think that a lot of people would go on. You've got, at that time of year, you're coming into fields of sunflowers, which would be absolutely gorgeous as well, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so are you, when people are asking you for advice on the Olympics, are you saying to them to stay out of the city and travel in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what most people will probably end up doing because, you know, now like a lot of the accommodation and stuff is booked up. I mean, you've got 10,500 athletes, you know, taking part. It's amazing. I mean, it's going to be, of course, such a spectacle.
But they'll have
the flame
own,
is going around at the
moment.
They'll
have their own accommodation, but it's all the families and some of the supporters, of course, as well, who will already have booked their places. A little interruption there. But for people who are going there to attend some of the events, stay outside and travel in, as you told our family there.
Yeah, and there's some when you do go outside Paris, of course, there's some gorgeous places you can go and see. And then, of course, you can venture in. You know, I mean, the areas that I love, the Tuileries Gardens there, you know, they're all gorgeous. You can even go and have a look at the famous Hilton in Paris Hilton if you want to there and stand outside. Difficult to get into it though, but very nice, you know, sightseeing to do there as well if you want a bit of, like, you know, a bit of posh. But I must say, you know, just play around with booking.com, play around with some of the search engines in terms of accommodation. And, you know, a lot of stuff gets cancelled and released as well. And your travel agent, of course, a lot of them are doing charter flights as well. Mm-hmm. Some of the sports specialists. So they'll be also, you know, putting on packages.
And then if you do want to do some of the touristy things, like, you can always go to the Eiffel Tower. There'll probably be big crowds there, the Louvre and so on. And a lot of them, we should remember, are open late as well.
Yeah,
might
absolutely.
Be a way to avoid the big, long queues.
Which is brilliant. Open until 10 o'clock at night time, which is fantastic. And like the Musée d'Orsay, which is a fantastic museum. I prefer it actually to the Louvre. Beautiful. I mean, Paris does museums like nobody else, and you could be there like for days going around the museum. But they are all open late in the evening, which is absolutely brilliant as well. So you've loads to do there. I mean, the park, La Défense, is another area.
Oh yeah, tell us
which
about
they
that.
It was built in 1989. The Grand Arc, La Défense, of course. You can actually take a glass elevator right up to the top of that, and it's an actual art gallery up there, and they have a cafe as well, and that's beautiful. Now, they have fountains that shoot up all around that area. I mean, it's known as the skyscraper city in Paris. And if you go, you get that whole different sort of perspective. It's sort of like New York in a way, you know, that you're getting that, which is also interesting. If you've done all the other touristy stuff, it's a lovely area. You can roam around. You can do tours out there as well. Very interesting how they built the whole area there as well, as I said, from 1989. Okay. But the tour, the glass elevator up to the top. I love going up high, Claire. Sacre Coeur up to the top, up to the top. Bird's eye view.
Plenty of things to do in Paris and still places you can stay as well if you look hard enough. And Ed knows all the tricks, of course. Ed Finn there from Ed Finn Travels. We'll take one last break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.